With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. A 42-year-old UP man faces new charges linked to an explosive device he's accused of leaving outside a Detroit building that houses the FBI, IRS, and other federal offices. A federal grand jury yesterday indicted Gary Mukulich on charges of attempting to damage and destroy the McNamara Federal Building by means of an explosive, using and carrying a destructive device during and in relation to a crime of violence, and possessing an unregistered destructive device, according to U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid. All Republicans who led the Michigan Senate appear to be counting on public universities to limit tuition increases next year. The GOP-led Senate Appropriations Committee approved a bill Thursday along party lines that would reduce state aid to individual universities by 15% for the fiscal year that begins October 1st. The cut is the same as proposed by Republican Governor Rick Snyder. Michigan State Police Inspector Greg Zorodny appeared on the Frank Beckman Show on WJR yesterday to clear up any confusion over recent reports that the MSP is devices that could scan a person's cell phone without their knowledge. While the department does have devices that can scan phones, Zorodny said the technology is nothing new and is in fact commercially available and similar to something any phone kiosk at a mall would have access to. With gas prices topping $4 a gallon, the folks at the Michigan Department of Transportation want motorists to know if they feel their pain. That's why MoDOT's launched a new website aimed at helping commuters find cheaper ways to travel. Go to michigan.gov/micommute to offer up your opinion. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.